Hello, lovelies. It's Lupin. How are you doing today? I am getting ready for Christmas. Wait, am I like 2 months late? I am. So, as you guys know, or some of you, not all of you, but as some of you guys know, I had some family emergencies and fun stuff pop up a couple days before Christmas. And because of that, my family has been out of state and things have been really hectic, so we haven't celebrated Christmas yet. And I know it's kind of embarrassing to admit. Like, I don't know. It's kind of, it sounds almost like, what is it? Capitalism? Capitalistic? I don't know. That's not what I'm looking for. Ignore me. That's not the word I'm thinking of. Materialistic. There we go. Capitalism. Too many capitalism memes in my life, apparently. Anyway, it sounds almost, materialistic, and I don't mean that, but it's felt really weird not having Christmas. Christmas is like my favorite time of year. I love Christmas so much. I love being with my family. I love getting presents. I love giving presents. I'm not shy. I love getting presents. Like, not gonna deny it. But I love the whole interaction. And so, not having it just felt so weird. And then add on, the stress of the emergencies going on and all the, I've been having a really stressful couple of months. So, like, add it all together. And it just, like, the fact that I hadn't had Christmas yet was really bothering me. So, I'm very, very excited to go hang out with my family and have our family Christmas finally. I made hot sauce. I made homemade hot sauce and I made homemade barbecue sauce for them. And Mr. Lupin is bring made made he's got up at like 4 a.m. today and made pulled pork, so we're bringing that. So they get like sauces for their Christmas present, as well as some pottery I bought them. But they get some homemade stuff, and then we get to use it also for this delicious pulled pork that we're having. So I'm super hype. It's gonna be really yummy. So I guess that's like a good thing about waiting a little bit, because like who wants to have pulled pork on Christmas Day? That sounds weird, but but have pulled pork in February, it's a little different. So today also I released a project on YouTube. It has been months in the making. Months. It's been since end of October, that I have had the scripts. That they've been sent out and everything. So it's been many, many, many months in the works, and it's finally here, and I'm really excited. I did all the editing myself, which I do my own editing, but when it's a bunch of different voices, there were six voices in this, so we all have different, acoustic treatments, and we all have different tonalities. So getting us together, and then also this was a very special effects heavy, audio. So, like getting all the audio special effects and Foley and background ambiance and everything in was a treat. So, having it finally released was amazing. Please check out my YouTube. If you guys haven't already seen it, please look at the YouTube. Or you can check out my Reddit because I posted it there too. A link to the YouTube video. It's amazing. It's a safe for work fairy tale. It's really fun. It has all your favorite girls in it and some guys you probably haven't heard before, but they're amazing too. It's got Nightfawn, it's got me, it's got Jules, it has Ruthie. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be really fun. Just go listen. Go listen. You don't have to listen to the whole thing, although why would you want to stop when you haven't rescued the princess yet? So please check it out. Besides that, not really much else is going on. I've been streaming a bunch on Twitch. I know I promote it constantly on here, but guys, check out the Twitch. It's so fun. Come hang out with us on Twitch. I've been having, not to get too deep, but like I said for a couple times already, it's been a really stressful couple 2 months with family emergencies and stuff going on. And I've been streaming for a month now-ish, like a month and maybe like 2 weeks, 6 weeks now. I've been streaming, and it's made the past, 2 or 3 months where I've been really stressed out so much easier. So much easier just having somewhere I can laugh and hang out and, just have the inside jokes and stuff. it's been so fun. And also, you know, playing video games is relaxing, and I've been playing, I don't typically play video games when I'm stressed out because I just don't have too much to do, I feel like, and I've been doing that, and it's been so fun. It's been so fun. We play Stardew Valley a lot. We play Don't Starve. We've been playing some longer form games like The Wolf Among Us. We just finished The Wolf Among Us Season 1 yesterday. So feel free to look at the Twitch VODs if you enjoy those kinds of things. So that's about all that's really been going on. I haven't been doing too much. I've got a bunch in the works. I've been kind of off of Reddit a lot more than normal, but I've got so much in the works. It's just crazy to feel like I'm not there, but I am, because every night I'm working on audio stuff. It's just, you don't see it yet because a lot of it's collabs. So, you know, they're coming out, or a lot of it's writing, and I've been really slow with writing. Speaking of, one of the next audios that should be coming out soon, TM, is going to be the second part of our Dream Girl series. I've got the script mostly written. I'm struggling a little bit with wording of transitioning it from this wholesome, safe for work, like loving thing into sex. So, if you guys have ideas for that, please let me know. I've got quite a few of you guys that are in the tier for the workshop. So definitely let me know if you have any suggestions for transitioning into lewd times, because that's where I'm struggling. Like the way I'm writing is just going more towards safer work for this audio. And this one is this, this particular one is, episode of it, chapter of it, goes to some sexy times, and I'm just having a hard time writing it. I don't know why. So I would love you guys to give me some ideas or tips or whatever on how you think I should transition it, like in scene. Like right now, well, I won't spoil it for the other one, for the people outside of it, but I'd love for you guys to, you know, jump in the Discord. We have a channel for the series workshop. Pop some ideas in there. And then also, if you don't have the Discord, feel free to make a comment on here if you're in the tier for it. I mentioned last check-in that I'm going to be making some changes to Patreon, and I'm still planning on that. It's just been, I've been so busy, and I've had a hard time getting the time to sit down and like figure out exactly what the changes are going to be. So I'm still going to be doing that. I haven't forgotten that, but I need to sit down and write it out. So besides that, I don't really have much else going on. It's been a pretty chill week. Everything's been pretty easy peasy lemon squeezy. I hope you guys are having an awesome one. I got to go get a shower in because I've been watching Ruby stream all day. If you guys don't watch Ruby on Twitch, freaking go sub to her or follow her. I get them all confused with YouTube and follow her, but she's getting affiliate, so you can sub to her soon. But go follow her and stuff, because she's hilarious to watch stream. She's so funny. I've been watching her stream all morning and not doing my Patreon work like I should have been. So I just finished one of my Patreon audios right now, and that's going to get put out. I think I'm going to schedule that to release tomorrow. But I got to go to the family reunion thing. So I've wasted all my time watching Ruby. Damn it, Ruby. But besides that, yeah, it's been all good and gravy and happy. So I hope you guys have a wonderful day. I'm going to go get this posted so that I can post the audio for Patreon. And then maybe I'll stream tonight. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe I'll record more. I don't know what I'm freaking doing. But keep an eye out on Twitch if I do stream. All right, babes. I love you. Have a wonderful week. Boy. 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 Why do I do that? Goodbye.